Exercise 24 through 25. From an economist's viewpoint, the main question surrounding voting is why people bother to vote at all. There is a clear effort cost associated with voting. In some countries, such as the United States, people have to pre-register to vote and then have to make the time to actually go to a designated polling place and cast their votes, sometimes waiting in line before being able to do so. The effort cost per capita is easily on the order of several hours per election, for which the shadow value in terms of lost income can easily reach hundreds of dollars for a given voter. Yet, particularly in the case of large elections involving millions of voters, the odds of making a difference to the final outcome is absolutely trivial, i.e., on the order of 1 in 1 million or less. No rational, purely self-interested person should therefore bother to vote at all. But nevertheless, millions of people do bother to vote in elections all across the world. Bartels and Brady summarize the large political science literature on this phenomenon. The primary lesson from the 3-decade attempt to explain the paradox of voting is that narrow self-interest is too weak to account for a great deal of political participation.